As we just sung, we are in Psalm 139. We've been covering it on Wednesdays, and then last Sunday I added it to our Sunday evening. We'll complete it this evening, the last two verses. So I'll read Psalm 139, verses 23 and 24. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me, and know my thoughts. And see if there be any grievous way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Let's pray. Lord, as we pray this prayer with David, as we've just sung it with your church through the ages, we ask now you would teach us, change us, do your work and your will in each of our lives. Sanctify us, even through our time together tonight. We pray in Christ's name. Amen. We have studied that David has the one who wrote the psalm. And really, I've over and over and over said David, but really the psalms are for the singers. And we're the congregation of God. So these are songs that they sang in the Old Testament and that we continue to sing in the New, because they're God's words, God's prayers, God's songs for us to sing, which is why it's good that we just sang it. But as we have considered it, we've seen that David has reflected on God, on who he is, on what he knows, on his power, his infinite greatness. He's allowed this sense of his own theological understanding and his experience to cause him to pray against God's enemies. But now, as he concludes, he invites God to continue searching and knowing, to know him from within in a very serious way. He wants to expose any grievous way that remains in him, and for us, in him or her, in any of us. We're praying that with him, that we may be kept on the righteous path. And so we're going to walk through these last couple of verses with the psalmist, in this case David. First, in verse 23, we pray to God, "Examine me, Lord. Examine me, Lord." And from our standpoint, we can, with God's help, have a self-examination. But we're asking God, "Examine me, Lord." It's a parallel poetry, Hebrew poetry. It's one main thought given in parallel. As in many cases, the parallel point sort of lifts it up even further, the thought that he's making. "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts." These are describing a thorough investigation, inviting God to a thorough investigation, a probe of the inner life of the one praying this prayer, singing this psalm. Search me. Try me. Really get inside, O Lord. Search me and know my heart. The heart, in this case, the center of our being, of our thoughts, our minds, our actions. Get down deep. Know what's really going on in me. Really know me, Lord. I've already acknowledged, Lord, that you know everything, that I can't escape you. Now, I guess we'll say he's already saved, he's already found salvation in a sanctifying way. Know me. Search me. Know me, try me, know me. Know my thoughts. Some translations put anxious thoughts. In other words, Lord, see if I'm living by faith. Look inside. Am I living by faith or am I living with anxiety? Another way would be misgivings. Search me. Get down deep, Lord, and know me. Do your work within me. Examine me. probe me. As I was thinking about this, illustrating this, I thought back to something, it's almost laughable. I was 25 years old. I was doing a management training program at Regions Bank in Nashville. I had been placed down at the Franklin office. Basically, I was the young fill-in branch manager. I'm 25. It was ridiculous. I have I think back, being the manager of that office of these people, mostly the age of my mother. I was 25, and one of the things that the manager there would do, the previous manager, would they would make housing loans, and he would go out and he would do this sort of loan inspection of the house. And so there I was, 25. I knew nothing about houses, but I'd go out and I'd look and I'd see if all the doorknobs were on and the roof was on. And I did an inspection. It wasn't very much. God's not talking about the inspection that a 25-year-old business school graduate. He's talking about the inspection an inspector does to tell you if you want to buy that house or not. Or he finds out if termites are eating up that house and you don't want to buy it and find out that it's going to fall apart right up under you. That's the kind of examination. This is more than a trip check. You take your car in and say, check the oil, change the oil. I really kind of wonder what a trip check even is. This is more like an engine overhaul. Or to put it in medical terms, this isn't just that we're going to have a seat on the table, maybe have our blood pressure checked and put the stethoscope on and check our heartbeat, but this is more like an MRI. Let's see inside. Let's see what's going on. 3D, three-dimensional. What is going on inside me, Lord? You, look at me, Lord, with your divine scrutiny. Get a handle on my cares, my concerns. Harness my restless spirit, O Lord. Or to bring it into the New Testament, we are like that man whose child was sick and the disciples couldn't heal him. And Jesus said, oh, what am I going to do with you, ye of little faith? And then the man says to Jesus, well, if you can, and Jesus says, if you can, anything's possible with God. And so he says, I believe, help my unbelief. That's us. We're him. Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. Find what I need. Examine me, O Lord. So that you may, number two, find out the truth about me. Or in our case, we might have to do some self-renunciation. 24a, first part of 24. Lord, find out the truth about me through this exam that you're doing. See if there be any grievous way in me. Other translations put a hurtful way. Lord, see what is. Once you get in there, you're going to see. Lord, I hope you find some good things, some things that are more like Christ, some things that you've done in my life that have made me into the person you want me to be, but the things that ought not be there. Lord, aspects of my character that lead to grief. Things that make you shed tears, O Lord, find these things. Lord, find my cherished habits that I don't want to get rid of. Lord, look down deep, find my prejudices, things where I need to think about others more appropriately as made in your image, and operate at work or in my home or in various places. Lord, find the wrongs within me that I'm willing to tolerate, but that you are not willing to tolerate. Lord, find those sins. Some of them I delight in. They feel good. But Lord, you look in there, you reach down inside, and you find these grievous ways, and you remove them. Lord, see if there be any grievous ways in me. Thankfully, we're asking one who loves us, one who knows us better than ourselves, who knows what we need, who wants the best for us, who's given us his law that we might live in freedom and joy. But we're asking him, find these grievous ways. things that hurt. Things that hurt you, O Lord, and things that hurt one another. Because whether we're hurting God or hurting one another, that is breaking God's laws and bringing shame upon His name, or bringing pain to one another, is sin is never isolated. You can't hide from it. That's what we've been studying. As Jonah already knew and then learned when he got on the ship to Tarshish. Our sin will find us out. The Lord will not let us escape. And that's good news. So we're asking Him, find out the truth about me and help me deal with it. Examine me, Lord. Find out the truth about me, Lord. And lead me in Your way, O Lord. What we might call our self-dedication. See if there be any grievous way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Lead me, O Lord, in the way that You love. Lead me down a path that You can look and smile. Lead me down the path that You prefer, the path that You approve of. Help me not to need the approval of others. Let me need only Your approval. And then with Your approval, I can act in a way that will actually benefit others. Take divine control of my life, O Lord. Eradicate the things that ought not be there. Direct me, O Lord. I will submit. Well, there's where the rubber starts to meet the road, doesn't it? I will submit to Your correction. I will submit to Your direction. I will submit to Your correction. I will submit to Your direction. Guide me, as we have sort of a theme this evening, an appropriate theme. Guide me in paths of righteousness for Your name's sake, O Good Shepherd. Or lead me in the ancient way. Jeremiah 6:16 says something about this way. The ancient paths. Jeremiah 6:16 says, "Thus says the Lord, stand by the roads and look, and ask for the ancient paths, where the good way is, and walk in it, and find rest for your souls." Now, in their case, they said, "We will not walk in it." Let that not be the case with us. Let us stand by the roads and look, as for the ancient paths, where the good way is, and walk in it. These are the paths revealed to Moses, summarized in ten words, 10 commands, and then expounded by the other prophets. We see them being worked out in Elijah and Elisha's life, and then we have them recorded by Isaiah and Jeremiah and Ezekiel this way. And we see it in the Proverbs. I'm going to get to that. The ancient path, the good way, the way of faith-driven obedience, as we considered just briefly this morning as a side note, Paul, desiring the obedience of faith for the nations through his ministry of the gospel, the obedience of faith. Walk, it said, walk in it. That is, in the Bible, in the Old Testament especially, a metaphor for patterned living. Two Proverbs shed light on this. Proverbs 4:18. "But the path of the righteous is like the light of dawn, which shines brighter and brighter until full day." That's the path we would be on. It's the bright path, the right path, and it gets brighter and brighter and brighter as we walk it. Proverbs 6:23, "The commandment is a lamp and the teaching a light, and the reproofs of discipline are the way of life." Let me stop and apply this before we just mention the last word of the song. Friends, are you and am I willing to invite God, as the psalmist does, to engage in a spiritual, we'll call it a spiritual medical procedure, exploratory surgery for sin? Are we willing to do that? That's what he's inviting us to do. Lord, do some exploratory surgery. Find the sin I'm harboring so it can be removed. And I can be healed and free and righteous, living righteously, living healthy. I mean, how can we recognize our sin without the help of God through His Spirit and with the standard of His Word as our standard for our examination? It'll hurt. Yes. I mean, it does. We don't like being told we're wrong. We don't like admitting. But if we do, as we've said, I'm willing to submit to your correction and direction. If we're willing to do that, it will change everything. We can confess our sin. We can be free. Repent. We can receive forgiveness. We can find rest. That's how that walking the ancient ways, that's how Jeremiah, the Lord through Jeremiah, concluded it. And find rest for your souls. Isn't the Bible amazing how it fits together? Is that not what Jesus said? Come to me, all ye who are weary and heavy laden. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. My yoke is easy, my burden is light, and you will find rest for your souls. Jesus is the fulfillment even of this psalm. He is the way and the truth and the life. He is the physician who does this exploratory surgery. He's a good physician. He knows what he's doing. He will bring healing. And as we do this, we will be bringing every thought captive in obedience to Christ. We can walk in the light as He is in the light. By the way, that 2 Corinthians 10:5 will bring every thought captive in obedience to Christ. We will walk in the light as He is in the light, having fellowship with one another, cleansed by the blood of Christ, having our joy complete in Him. That's from 1 John 1. And then we have the glory of the conclusion. Lead me in the way everlasting. Eternity is this, Jesus prayed the night before He died for our sins. This is eternal life, that they know you, the one true God, and Him whom you sent. And so, we can live coram Deo, before the face of God, with eternity in view, being led by God Himself in the way everlasting. Let's pray. We thank you, O Lord, for the wonder of studying this psalm, one of the infinite, remarkable places in your word where we are able to more and more come to know you. And so we do pray you would write this word upon our hearts as you do your spiritual exploratory surgery. Grant us to be confessing, repentant people who find rest in you. We pray in Jesus' name.